This is as far as we can go. There's no public access further north. One day, maybe, the path will continue right through to the site of the old Cottesmore Wharf. Those structures built by the company as a place for loading and unloading the boats. The company did face down Lord Harborough and built a wharf at Saxby, and so he built another one at Stapleford. There were also wharves at Market Overton, one private and one owned by the company, as well as at Oakham, of course. A Mr. Spreckley of Freeby owned a boat that was used in the coal trade, so there must have been a wharf there too. There's a lovely description of it taken down by whoever was charged with ascertaining the weight of the cargoes carried by boats navigating on these and other waters. Part of her floor, it says, was taken up and the boat was found to be clean but rather leaky. Mr. Spreckley asked the Canal Committee to build a house for a lock keeper for the lock near Freeby, the ninth lock coming down from Melton. There were a number of lock keepers' cottages built along the canal, the nearest one to here being for the lock at Edmundthorpe, the 18th lock. That is the last lock that can be located. There was one more, the 19th lock, but there are no records of where it was, and that knowledge has been lost in the mists of time. I've always fancied the idea of working as a lock keeper, of living in a little house by the water, making sure my lock is always in perfect working order. And what marvellous things they are! Ancient technology that still works so perfectly. It's about a mile and a half to the Cottesmore site. The old weighhouse, making sure the right customs were paid on the goods being sent down to Oakham or up to Melton, was standing there until the 1960s. The Canal Company also sank a well and built a cottage there for an employee, a lengthsman, assigned to look after a stretch of the canal, locking the wharf gates and making sure that no damage was done. The buildings have all crumbled away now, and the Roxby Rail Museum, telling the story of ironstone quarrying here, stands next to the old wharf site, with the branch line that was used to carry the quarrying material being built over the canal that is now part of a nature trail. So there is a chance that maybe one day this walk could continue through to there, even though there's not a lot of water in the canal along that section, unless it rains heavily. The issue, as always, is land and ownership, and the many different landowners who have the route of the canal passing through their property, which makes life very complicated, even without a Lord Harborough to contend with. The Knowle family are still there, though, as they have been for 400 years and more. The Exton Park estate, home to the Earls of Gainsborough, the descendants of Sir Gerard, who took such an active interest in promoting and supporting the Oakham Canal. If canals were the fuse that precipitated an economic and social revolution, maybe here in Rutland, change has always been at a far more sedate pace. We need to head back now, and we'll walk alongside the other bank, the western bank, for as far as we can. The path we'll start on is just behind you, about halfway along the lay-by. So when you're up and ready, go to the next track.